Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's get started.
Hello, welcome back to the Hen House. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Emily.
And I'm a farmer.
And I'm not a farmer.
We literally just rehearsed that. And then I forget every single time.
It's not like we've done it 11 times or something.
Seriously.
But you know what? The pressure's on when we're actually, when Stefan says, okay, you can record.
We talk a little bit before.
Yeah, and we're like, you know, shooting the crap.
The breeze.
The breeze. Shooting the breeze. And then it's like when it comes down to it, you're like, am I going to talk? Am I going to say things properly?
Yeah.
And then we almost didn't. Just forget the pause. It probably wasn't even a pause.
Just awkwardly look at each other. Like, who's supposed to talk?
Is my turn? Our turn? No, I thought it was your turn. Anyways.
Oh, well.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
This is episode 11, right?
Yeah. We're back at Savannah and Emily's kitchen table instead of outside.
Yeah. It's kind of cold today.
Very
Fall's
cold.
Coming.
Very windy.
Yeah. And it was raining like all day. I think our cushions would be really wet.
Yeah. So we're back in our OG location.
Spot, except for we're sitting in different You can't tell, but I'm looking at Michaela's other side of her face.
Yeah. So, it'll be good.
Anyways, yeah, we just wanted to welcome you guys back. And remember at the beginning of each episode, we want to amend things that we maybe said that we want to correct for our burn pile, but we actually don't have anything.
No, we have a pretty good track record so far.
We're doing really good.
Yeah. Unless
you guys think we said something.
Bad. Nobody reached out, so.
No, and it was really good. Last time we talked about like the business side and the numbers for the chickens.
Yep.
I thought that was super interesting to like learn the numbers because like my brain doesn't always work business wise. Like that's not my specialty. So anyways, it was really cool.
Yeah.
To listen to that. So if you haven't listened to that, go back to the previous episode and listen to that.
To the part two of the two part series.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. I liked our part two.
Yeah. That was kind of cool.
Harry Potter. Making you guys wait.
Yeah, we made you guys wait. Yeah. But yeah, so nothing for the burn pile. Yeah, yes.
Go us. Go hen house. Anyways, there's a little bit of a disclaimer, I think, that Michaela was just gonna give for today. Do you just kinda wanna say?
Yeah, so today we're gonna be talking about like hard times on the farm and how we cope. Most of the hard times, unfortunately, have to do with like farm death. Mm. So some conversations surrounding death and disease. Mm-hmm. So if you're a little squeamish, this might not be for you. You can come back next time.
Yeah.
But it is a genuine real life thing that farmers have to deal with all the time.
Yeah.
And so I thought, even though it's kind of like a harder topic, I thought we wouldn't be doing our farm podcast justice if we didn't talk about the hard times.
True,
as well.
It's unfortunately a thing that happens seasonally on the farm.
Yeah.
Whether it be a planned, you know, for butcher or, you know, so yeah, no, it makes sense. So anyways, yeah, we just wanted to give you a little bit of a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Just that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah.
And kind of like, it's kind of sad stuff too, but.
Yeah, it is sad and it's hard on the people, like on us.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, it would be an injustice if we didn't talk about both sides of the coin, the good times and the hard times. So this episode's kind of just on the hard times.
Yeah. And I think it's good. It'll give you guys a good perspective and it'll give me a perspective and I'll be able to ask all the questions on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we get into that stuff, what does it look like to have good times on the farm? Like what is happy times, like when things are going really well, what does that look like? We'll start there.
Yeah, so I think that good times on the farm aren't necessarily quote unquote easy times on the farm. Like,
okay,
it's never really easy. I think we talked a lot about that with Kelly, like when we had Kelly on as a guest, like it's always like it pulls your energy and it can be challenging in the sense of like you're just tired, but you're trying to just like get by. Like those aren't really hard times. So like I would still consider that a good time.
Right.
Like good times on the farm is when things are going well enough. Like your animals are healthy.
They're fed.
Nothing's breaking down. Mm-hmm. You don't like everything's kind of just going the way
things are working out.
You intended it to go. You're probably still tired and there's probably still some bumps in the road, and maybe you got like a nail in your tractor tire you have to fix or something. Right. Like those I wouldn't.
No, it's just classify. More of a blip in the day-to-day stuff versus like a...
Exactly. So hard time, like the hard times that we're going to talk about are more specific and they're not as like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I don't want to say, oh, farming's always easy and those are the good times. Like easy doesn't necessarily correlate to good.
Right. No, that's fair.
I don't know if that's explaining.
Yeah. No, I think I know what you mean. Like, and also like, you know, you can have unexpected things happen, which maybe aren't awesome. Like, you know, I don't know. You don't collect as many eggs that day.
Yeah.
Like that's like not necessarily bad time. It's just kind of like unexpected and kind of sucky, but not like horrible.
It's not like a horrible tragedy went wrong where it consumes your whole thought, body, emotions. Like, so that's kind of
kind of
like where we're going to go in this episode, is the things that happen on the farm that literally consume all of your being. And like, there's no, you can't get away from it.
Right. It's just constantly
you
there.
Have to put your head down and you're just in survival mode until you kind of ride the wave.
Right.
And like, that's the kind of the way I described it. I think when Kelly was on here was like, the farm is melodic. It's kind of like waves, right? Yep. They come and they go. And like sometimes in a day-to-day basis, like the waves go out and then you're like, oh, this little thing happened, but they always come back in and you just keep going and you live your daily life. And then all of a sudden a tsunami hits. It's the tsunami that we're talking about today.
That's
it's
like not, the hard part.
Wow. Yeah. It's not like the little jellyfish that, you know, unexpectedly came up on shore. It's a tsunami.
Yeah. Oh.
And they happen frequently enough, right?
They do.
So that's why it's important, I think, for us to talk about.
Totally. I think so too.
Yeah. So that's quote unquote good times, is when it's the waves are just kind of coming in and out. And
manageable.
Yeah. Manageable stress levels. You kind of know what to expect.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, then what does it look like to have... let me reverse the question. What does it look like when times are hard on the farm? Like, what does that look like for you, for Lauren, for Anselm and Uncle Mark as a business? What does that look like?
We haven't had, to be honest, we haven't had a tough time.
Okay.
Since we moved out of the farm. So in our current state, I don't really know what that's going to look like. Like, what's going to happen when the tsunami hits and we're not living?
Right. And they're not just a walk over. Yeah.
Yeah. What's going to happen? So we don't know. But what it looked like when we were there was you got a sign that something was going bad. So like an animal broke its foot, or you're having chickens die every day and you don't know why. So like there's usually a sign and then you're like, things are starting to go bad. And then it kind of just hits you like a ton of bricks.
Right.
And then everything goes bad all at once. And then, like I said, it's just like when the bad things happen, you put your head down.
Go to work.
Yeah. And you just survive. Like, it sounds dramatic.
No, but that's kind of what you have to do.
That's what you have to do. So,
because it's for the animals. Like, you're doing this.
Yeah, you call the vet. You do whatever you have to do just to get through the day.
And would you say roughly, like, have you had like 2 hard times? Have you had 12? Have you had 100? Like,
so
roughly
probably in the 2.5 years, like, I'm going to touch on, I wrote 5 stories.
Okay.
And those are most dramatic.
Okay.
Stories.
So about 5 times. And would you say that's, I don't know, is that like an average?
I have no idea.
Compared to like most farmers? Like, I don't know.
Like the time I've known Kelly, she's called me with probably 2 or 3 very traumatic like events.
Right.
And she's been doing it a little bit longer than me's, but those are the only ones I know of. Like, I'm not there every day with her, so that she could have much more.
Right.
So I would say that's probably average. Okay. Like,
and then I guess it also depends too on like the scale of things, right?
Yeah.
Like if you have like 1,000 cows or like, you know.
Yeah. And it's always, it has, that being said though, the scale is always when it does happen. If the scale, you have 1,000 cows and then like Kelly had so many sheep and they all just started dropping dead. Like this magnitude of the tsunami can be larger and larger as you scale up. Or you could be a very large scale farm and have a cow break his leg. Like, and only one.
Yeah.
But that's still
a big deal.
Really sucks.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. No, it doesn't diminish the actual suckiness of it.
Yeah, like, yeah, I was going to tell a story, but I'm not going to use any names.
Okay.
That way, like, they stay anonymous. I haven't asked them to share this on this, so I'll just keep them anonymous for now.
Yeah.
But one of our friends had been taking a couple of sheep to butcher,
mm-hmm.
and somehow, some way, either the transporter, they didn't transport themselves, the abattoir, they lost, there was 4 sheep. And like, this is their livelihood. They mm-hmm. this is what they literally do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
They lost 3 of their sheep.
Like lost them?
Literally
lost them?
Went out into the field and lost them.
Oh my goodness.
And nobody's claiming ownership. And so like, they literally like 3/4 of their profit
just
vanished. And like, they weren't there. And so like, that is tragic. Like yeah. that's tragedy. That's a very hard time.
That
what do you do? Do you get legal action? Do you do all this stuff? Like,
yeah.
What do you do in that moment? You literally just survive until you figure it out.
Oh my gosh. I remember you telling me that's horrible.
It's so horrible.
That's so, and then it's sad too, like on like a business end, but also on like a personal end. Like,
they
those were
grew
your
those sheep.
Yeah.
Like you listen to Kelly talk about how personal
totally
her sheep are to her.
Yep.
Like, they grew those and worked so hard for them.
Yep.
To just watch it vanish.
Oh, and then not see the return, like the yeah. reward and that. That's so frustrating.
So I know that other farmers go through this.
Yeah.
And so like, that's why I also think it's important to talk about, because totally. Some people just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy on Instagram just to be like, oh, this is the highlight of our,
yeah.
you know, farming's so great. Well, there is the reality is that yeah. it's not always great. So.
No, there's sad things that happen too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That makes me sad. And you don't know if they've done anything or.
I don't know the update on it. No. Oh,
that's frustrating.
Yeah.
That's too bad. So. Okay.
Well, yeah. So that's kind of like when things are not going well.
That's an example.
Yeah, there's some signs that things go south and you take those, and we try to mitigate it as much as we can, but sometimes you just can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is. Like, what could they have done to prevent
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah. So. And then it's up, you know.
Yeah.
To the universe.
Yeah.
We were going to kind of talk about, like, there's 2 kind of trains of thought, I guess, that we were talking
yeah.
about. Like what would you say the difference between like a difficult season in the farm, not meaning like spring, fall,
yeah.
you know, like a season of life or whatever, versus like an episode of hardship. Would you say they're the same? Would you say they're different? How do you personally like classify those?
Yeah. So like, I think that goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning is like mm-hmm. there's the difficulty of farming itself, like
mm-hmm.
learning things.
Yeah.
Always doing things wrong, yeah. figuring it out, mm-hmm. Just the difficulty of what farming is as a job. It's a difficult job to do,
right?
And that's like in seasons you have difficult times, like mm-hmm. for example, like literal season, winter
mm-hmm.
is just a difficult time to yep. farm. Like your animals are hard. It's harder to care for animals in the winter. Your waters are freezing. Maybe your well freezes and you're having to truck water from the house
mm-hmm.
to get out to your animals. Like, it's just a difficult time. So we're yep. just working a little bit harder to make daily tasks go.
Mm-hmm.
But like a tragedy is kind of like what we've been talking about, is like an actual episode of something that on is a magnitude that you can't just kind of push through. It's
right.
like something has happened where it takes you out of your normal difficult routine and now into
yeah.
like this extra
yeah
place where
totally. It's like a whole nother thing you have to be thinking about, and then it consumes you like
yeah.
in that yeah nope totally and that's yeah. what your focus is on
yeah
like 100%
so like
of the time.
Yeah or like pig's birth is like a difficult season,
right? Because like, you're getting ready for that, and when is it gonna happen?
Yeah, like, and just you're up for 24 hours.
Yeah,
and like that's just difficulty farming. That's it is what it is,
mm-hmm.
and it's tough, but it's okay. You
yeah.
you expect it,
right?
You know, versus like an epidemic of disease, which yeah. we're gonna talk about, is like your whole flock gets wiped out by a disease. Like, then what do you do?
Right.
Like.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Totally. I see the difference.
Yeah, so that's kind of like how I would describe it. And again, this is just my own experience I'm talking from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what other farmers, maybe they would agree with me, maybe they wouldn't,
yeah.
but just from my own experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Dealing with
would
hardship.
Would you say you prefer one or the other?
like an episode of hardship versus yeah. like
a difficult season.
Oh, for sure. The difficult season. Like,
yeah. Cause it's more like stuff that's like to be expected and yeah. you know, like working through it. You're like, oh, we've done this before. We've given yeah. birth to pigs. Like I can expect that I'm going to be up for 24 hours. It's going to suck, but I can do it. Yeah. Like, you know, versus like, what do you mean they've broken their leg and like,
yeah.
like, what do we do now?
It's super. Yeah. It's yeah. not the best. So I would prefer just the difficult season for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about specific hardships on the farm. So these yeah. are real stories that we've had to deal with. Mm-hmm. Again, they're just our stories. Other people might have different ones. I don't yeah. know, but they are just ours. So the first one we're going to talk about, I think we've touched base on it on this podcast, but we can mm-hmm. go through it in a little bit more detail. And this is kind of do like a one and two. The first one and the second one are kind of together. Mm-hmm. So like I said, as things go, sometimes the tsunami hits and mm-hmm. usually it's when we're not prepared. Mm-hmm. And so because there's four of us working the farm, my parents and Lauren and I, mm-hmm. my parents will go on vacation.
Right.
And that leaves Lauren and I on the farm by ourselves. And so as life would have it,
of course, when they go
the tsunami away. Hits yeah. when they're away. And so, and you have to remember too, like we have our normal lives outside of this farm. And mm-hmm. so like our own emotional like capacity that sometimes mm-hmm. gets used up like
at work, in our own personal life, in marriage yeah. and friendships. Yeah.
So sometimes our emotional scale is already used up and that yep. makes these hardships even worse. Yeah. It's like when you're already stretched thin at work or you're stretched mm-hmm. thin emotionally or physically mm-hmm. and something like this happens, it can be even worse. Right.
Yep.
And so this particular time, I remember Lauren and I were both really stretched thin with whatever it was. I don't remember exactly, but mm-hmm. it was just like in personal life and in work life, we were stretched thin. And then we come home and I go in and everything's fine. I'm like, okay, we're going to just deal with the turkeys. And then Lauren's going to deal with the pigs. And I walk in to what we had as our brooder at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was in our hen house. And there, and I checked on the turkeys and I could just see like so many turkeys dead.
Oh, like just laying
they
there.
Were babies, like babies, like they're probably oh. like 2 weeks old, I think, and they were all dead.
Oh,
and I could see a lot of the turkeys lethargic and I knew automatically something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't just lose 50, like at that point I was like like I did a quick count and I was like 15 turkeys gone.
Oh, and how many did you guys have?
I think like we lost 20 in total from this oh. episode. And we had 60 ordered, I think.
Holy cow.
It's
like three quarters.
Yeah. And so we had talked about this, right? The water. Yeah. I had moved them too big.
Yes.
Too big of a jump. And we lost them. But like the heart, like the, you go in and then you see all these animals dead. Mm-hmm. And you're like, your mind starts racing. You're like, what did I do? Are they okay? And we're like nursing these yeah. lethargic turkeys back to life. Some of them.
Oh.
You're like, they're so dehydrated because they couldn't drink. You're trying to like give them water, yeah. but they're not drinking. And some of them like are like, it was, I don't want to go into too many bloody details, but like, it was not good. Like they,
no.
like sometimes you bring them up to the water and then they are too weak. They can't get away from the water.
Oh.
So you end up losing them. And so we do our best. We collect the dead ones
mm-hmm.
and then we try to nurse the ones that are lethargic yeah. back to health. And then we end up losing more over the night. And that was just so horrible. Like it felt like
no kidding.
Your gut just like drops because you're like,
yeah. like, well, two things. Well, more than two things. Like you paid for these.
Yeah.
And then all your 2 weeks of hard work and then you're not getting gonna get paid for those mm-hmm. but then the other part of it, it's sad and then you have to clean it up and it's yeah. like, oh my gosh, like that's just hard.
It's
like,
just really sad.
It like, is sad. So like sad. I don't even like seeing like dead bugs, like
yeah
like an animal that you've already been taking care of, like that's hard, like that's emotionally draining.
And like we're meant to, like something that we go back to in a theme you're gonna hear in these stories is like we feel our calling is to steward mm-hmm. the lives of these animals the best mm-hmm. we can, and it feels like you didn't do your job right
mm-hmm. yeah. And then you start like, then it's hard on you, right? Because yeah. then you're like, what did I do wrong, blah blah, blah. And, you yeah. know, and then you start to go down that when it's like, no sometimes it just happens.
Yeah, like, so that was really tough.
Mm-hmm.
But then to add to this, this is what I'm talking about. This isn't, that's an episode of hardship. But like this one in particular was like one hit after another. Mm-hmm. And we go in, we clean up the turkeys, we get the chickens together. And then we're like, okay, we're going to go deal with the pigs now. So we go into the pig pasture, and this one pig that had Ben had a sore leg. Our pigs get sore legs because they're on pasture. Mm-hmm. So they sprain their ankles and stuff. But this one pig, we were watching it, and it had, and like this is in with the within 24 hours at least of this turkey episode. We had noticed that it got severely worse, this piglet. And its foot was completely broken.
What?
It got like broken at the joint. Oh. It couldn't even like stand to eat and stuff. And so we're like, okay, well, we're going to just like, let's just make sure that this is what we think it is. Because we don't want to kill a piglet if we don't have to. And we just want to triple check. So we observe it. And Lauren can go up and touch its leg and make sure. And he's like, I'm pretty sure it's broken. We're like, okay, let's just sleep on it. He's eating, he's drinking. Let's sleep on it, see what he looks like in the morning. And so we did that. And ultimately, we had to get rid of the pig because for the better of his life.
Yeah, because there's nothing, you can't do
anything. You can't, when an animal breaks their leg like that, you can't, like, we're not casting the pig. It's not like a dog where you can medically keep this animal
like clean and immobile
until it heals. It's not a thing with farm animals. So
that's sad. And you're like,
we've never up until this point have had to take care of one of our pigs that way. And so my parents still weren't there and we didn't even have ammunition, like anything that we could use. So we had to borrow from a friend, and then it's this whole thing. And then, and so then we had to take care of it. And let me just preface this by saying, like, our philosophy, again, like, we steward these animals' lives well. And it is always, our decisions that we make are always for the betterment of the animal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, if we thought, like, Abraham, for example, had a sprained leg, and we did the same thing. We watched it, we touched his foot, we made sure it was sprained, we made sure it wasn't broken, and he's better now, like, and that was for the betterment of him, but like, this pig was not getting better. There's no way that it was getting better,
and it was just a piglet, so it was gonna grow like, if
we decisions we make are always for the betterment of the animal itself.
Absolutely.
Like, it would not have like survived its best life.
No. And then that's cruel to, you know, like,
it's cruel to just let it suffer. And so
just for money or whatever.
For my own personal
enjoyment or weird.
So so then Lauren had to do that.
Within
24 hours of the turkeys dying. And then it's just like a difficult thing. It's like so difficult to, like, a turkey dying when you're away is one thing. Having to deal with actually putting an animal down
is
a whole other thing. It's like so emotionally taxing. And like, it's something I, you know, you don't wish on anybody. But the reality of farming is it happens. And you have to do what you have to do. You put your head down and you just deal with the day as it goes. And so that was really difficult. That was a really difficult week.
Oh my gosh.
And so, like, if when I think back, that's probably one of the hardest weeks we had when my parents were away. We're just like dealing with the animals and like trying to navigate what we do with a pig that broke its leg and turkeys dying every day.
And then you got to go to your day job and then be friends with people and, you know.
So those are two like really main hardship weeks. The second one I have, I said first, we're going to go into second. We had two pigs, two piglets over our four litters, three litters that have broken their legs. It's just unfortunate. It happens. And so now, like, it doesn't get easier.
No.
When you have to do that, but we know what to expect, I guess. Like, the first time it happens, you just don't know what to expect, but it never gets easier.
No.
Like, it's never a thing that you, like, want to do.
No.
It's always, like, the last resort. It's like, let's try everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it gets down to this and it's humane and better for the animal, then we do it. Oh. But we've had to do it twice with piglets.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
That's hard. That's not fun. Was that recent, the second pig?
It was probably... It was cold,
like fall, winter time?
Yeah, it was just getting into spring. I think it was in February, the second one.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what day, but...
You're like, I've blocked it out.
Yeah, and it's just difficult. Like, it's just an uneasy thing to do. But so any time that you find an animal, I would say any time that an animal... dies, period, is tragedy.
Absolutely.
It moves from this is a difficult task to animal died, this is now tragic event.
Totally.
So yeah, so that's one and two. The third one, we had turkeys last year, so the ones that survived the turkey day with the water, we had turkeys go out into the chicken tractors. And they were all looking fine every day. They were looking fine. And then all of a sudden, we go down and it's in the evening. Like, it's dark because it's close to Christmas. So the days are dark whenever we do chores in the evening. And we have, like, Lauren and Dad have their headlamps on. And this turkey had, we don't know exactly what happened, but it got some sort of infection. And it literally, like, swolled. Like up, like it's
like it got puffy.
Yeah, like its whole body got puffy. We had never seen it before. We still don't really know what it is.
What the heck?
And like, we had to take care of it, and we were like, "Is this going to like spread to the other turkeys?" Like, thankfully, it didn't.
Okay, phew.
But we like, the blessing was that because we have them in the chicken tractors, they're separated.
Right. It's so only like, in his little group.
Yeah. If it was his group, there would be like 10.
10. But you still have to the
15.
Other.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What?
But so that turns into a tragic event because not only like are we having to take care of the turkey, but they say call sometimes people and like we have to call that turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like your mind starts going like, so we're like now checking all the turkeys.
Yeah. Like you're picking like paranoid. Up each
turkey, making sure that they're cut. Like if they have cuts that they're healing okay. And like all of this stuff. And it's also just tragic because it was a really weird disease that we had never seen before. Like it's one thing if they just kind of like die and you're like, oh, I don't know what happened.
Right.
It's another thing is like, no, it's disgusting. Like you have to deal with
wrong
that.
Here.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
Like, yeah. So that one was not good.
No. But so you said no other turkeys.
No other turkeys got disease? It.
No other okay, ones that's got good, it. At least.
So like we asked Kelly so and strange. Kelly's like, your whole flock might be going down. So like that's why we're like, what you're the like, heck?
Oh no, please no.
Yeah, please no. So it could have been very tragic. And I think if we had not caught it right away.
Right, it could have been much worse.
It could have been much worse. So yeah, check everybody all the time.
Check your turkeys for puffiness. Puffy turkeys.
Yeah. So that sucked.
Oh.
The fourth one that I had was, okay, this one's going to, if you are an egg subscriber, this might come as a little surprise for you. Maybe not. So after Christmas last year, we canceled all our egg subscriptions because our chickens weren't doing well.
Right.
They weren't vacation. Producing. Well, they weren't producing as much eggs.
Right.
And we couldn't figure out why. Like, it wasn't just the weather. It wasn't just the daylight. Like, chickens will decrease their egg production in the winter. But something was wrong with these chickens. And we had known that for a little while. But we were trying to treat them with everything we could. With medication. We were treating them with diatomaceous earth. We were treating them with all of these things. And absolutely nothing was working.
Hmm. Interesting.
Our theory is that these chickens, nobody had told us that you need to deworm your chickens.
Oh.
And we never did because we just didn't know.
We didn't, yeah.
And I think that they had gotten worms.
Oh, no.
Like, nothing that would go into their eggs, but sometimes they get a parasite and it sticks, like, kind of right above their stomach.
Okay.
And it eats, like, the nutrition out of their food. And so if they're not getting any nutrition, they won't eat the egg. They won't make eggs, right?
Because they're not feeling good.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
And so we tried treating for these parasites and nothing was helping. Nothing at all was helping. Oh. And their health just continued to deteriorate. We were losing like 2 chickens a day.
Oh. And these are your laying hens, right? So they're supposed to be, you know, efficient.
So we couldn't keep up with our egg subscriptions. And so we were like, listen, we need to cancel everything. We need to do a full coop sweep. So that we can restart, essentially.
Right.
Because you can't, even if you were to treat every single chicken.
Yeah.
The likelihood of that is just so minimal. The likelihood of them coming back is minimal. And listen, if you have pet chickens and you're dealing with like 10 chickens, you could probably heal.
Right.
These, your 10 chickens, you probably could.
Right.
But I'm dealing with 100 chickens.
Yeah. That's way too difficult.
And it was just so difficult that we had to make the decision to cull our whole flock.
Oh, that's tough.
And like basically start from scratch again.
Like buy new hens. Yeah.
Clean the whole coop. We had to disinfect the entire thing top to bottom, spray it down. We had to disinfect the yard that they're in. We had to change their roosting bars, their laying boxes, like everything. Everything, because we didn't want anything
to carry over to the new ones. Yeah.
And so that was a very tragic event, right? You have to call all of your flock that you've worked so hard to.
Yes.
But then you just have to do it.
That's emotionally draining too, because you're like, oh, and then now you have to cancel your egg subscription, so people aren't getting their eggs, and you're like hoping that they come back, you know, for, you know, the next time when get your new laying hens.
Yeah, how do you know that people are going to
be committed to you?
To coming back.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that was kind of a tragic event. Like, it is what it is. It had to happen.
Yep.
And I understand that, but it's also very
doesn't mean a it's difficult not
thing. Yeah. It's just not easy.
Yeah.
And so we had to do that. And that was difficult.
Oh, and so when was that again? Was that this January? Or
yes.
Yeah.
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 So the first year we let them have a break.
Yes.
And that wasn't anything abnormal. It was just this year they just were dying every day. They were dying. And we just were like,
you're like, what the heck?
We can't help them. Like, we're literally giving them medication.
Yeah.
We're trying all these things and nothing was helping.
Ugh.
So now we frequently, every month, we actually deworm our chickens to keep them healthy.
Good. Wow.
And so we've learned that. And I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, so now I'm like on my soapbox. Deworm your chickens.
Everybody needs to know. tell your brother. Tell everybody.
You literally. Just deworm your chickens.
So can you guys deworm your chickens, or do you have to like call like a vet? Like,
no, you can just get. I get like a deworming like powder you put in their water.
And then it.
Yeah, it's just medication, and it doesn't affect their eggs or anything. It just helps.
It's like a laxative.
Yeah. I think it just helps them stay healthy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
Yeah, and I just get the powder like from wool growers. It's not from the vet or anything. But apparently, I don't know if that's going to change. I don't know.
Do your laying hens get pellets or crumble?
Or they get pellets.
Oh, they get pellets. Okay.
Because you don't want your laying hens getting too big.
No, right.
Yeah.
You'd know that from last week's episode.
Yeah. Go crumble for meat chickens.
Yeah. I was saying that all week. I was like, screw pellets, go crumble. Go crumble.
Yeah. So, yeah, they get pellets. It's more effective that way. Right. And we can mix things into their food. Mm-hmm. We actually tried crumble with the new chickens, and they didn't like it as much.
Really?
There was a lot of waste.
Oh.
Yeah. They just threw it all over the ground and we were like, that's ridiculous. We pay a lot of money for that food.
Eat your dinner. So
they liked pellets better. Yeah. Huh. I don't know. They're weird, those hens. And then the last story is, it's tragic, but you might find it a little funny. I saved it for last just so that
I remember this story.
So that we can end on a little bit of a high note.
Yeah.
So if you live in the Ottawa, Carleton Place, surrounding area, last summer, I think it was last summer.
It was the May long weekend.
Of last summer.
Yeah.
There was a tornado in our area.
Multiple tornadoes
happening, touchdown on the ground. And again, my parents were away.
We were with them, actually.
Yeah.
We were camping with them.
They were away camping. And so Lauren and I were at the farm, taking care of the farm. And my older sister, Caitlin, was there. And John. And things were acting normal. Lauren and I were like, okay, you just finished chores. We're about to start supper. And then Caitlin and John were going to go visit some friends. And they left in their car. And we were like, okay. And then Lauren and I are just outside playing with our dog. And Caitlin gives me a phone call. And I pick up the phone. And she's frantic on the phone. She's like, John and I just got into an accident.
Mm.
And I was like, oh no, like what happened? Do you need me to come and get you? And she was like, no, don't come and get me. And she's like crying. And I'm like, well, I should probably come and get you. Like, how are you guys? Are you safe? Are you hurt? And she was like yelling. And I could hear like there was just so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, you can't come. Like, there's a tornado. And then all of a sudden, I like look up on our horizon and the cloud is like, the sky is like black.
Oh, no.
And then the phone just cuts off.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like standing there, jaw dropped. And I'm like, Lauren, Caitlin just called me. There's a tornado. We need to get the generator out or we're going to lose power. Because in my back of my head, I'm thinking we have all these animals.
Right. They need to keep warm.
They need to keep warm. We have meat, newly like pork in the freezer. We have like four freezers full of meat. I'm like, we need to get this place like
ready
for us to lose power.
Yeah.
But we had never hooked up the generator to the Generlink before. Yeah. My dad had done that. And so we're pulling out the generator and like the sky is black and we're pulling out the generator, trying to hook it up. I'm calling my dad to try to figure out how to hook up this Generac. And then I'm like, we gotta go because the wind started picking up and the tornado was coming towards us. And all of a sudden I look over across the field. Well, no, it's not across the field. It's kind of like across the driveway in the field. And our chicken tractors with baby chicks, like 2 week old chicks.
Yeah.
Are in those chicken tractors. And our chicken tractor starts lifting off the ground. And I'm like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So I'm like, Lauren, the chicken tractor is lifting off the ground. So we run, both of us just like literally drop everything in our hands, like our phones, everything we have in our hands. We drop it to the ground and start bolting it to the chicken tractor. We're standing outside the chicken tractor.
Yeah.
Holding it to the ground in a literal tornado. Okay. And then the wind's picking up and then the rain starts coming. And I look at Lauren and I'm like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, you need to get inside the chicken tractor. So I literally, because I was on the side of the door. So I open the door, I get inside the chicken tractor and I'm holding the chicken tractor down from the roof to the ground.
Yeah.
And Lauren's like, I'm going to go get the generator. So I'm in the chicken tractor, Lauren's dealing with the generator and I'm sitting there in this chicken tractor watching chickens have heart attacks, just one after another, dying. Because not only are they scared because of the tornado, but they're scared because me, human, am in there with them. And I'm just like watching. Like, I've never watched a chicken die before until that day. Like, I've been like,
sorry for laughing.
It's like I've never been in that situation.
Yeah.
I've like been away and the chicken died and then come back and saw the dead chicken. I've never watched a chicken die.
Oh, no.
I was like, that chicken's closing its eyes. Is it sleeping? Nope, dead. Oh, that chicken's closing its eyes. Is it sleep? Nope, dead. Like, just watching it happen.
But meanwhile, while you're in the pouring rain, trying to hold this down.
Like, might I add, the chicken tractors are full of chicken wire.
Oh, geez.
So it's like metal. Like, I'm literally a sitting duck.
Right, for lightning,
for anything. Soaking wet, covered in chicken poop, watching chickens die.
Oh, my gosh.
The tornado passes. Thankfully, the barns didn't. It could have been much more tragic if the barns had collapsed or anything.
Right.
The worst case, the worst thing that happened was the chickens dying. Mm-hmm. I finally emerge out of the chicken tractor after this tornado. And Lauren's calling my dad. My dad's calling me like, I can't talk right now. There's a tornado. And my dad has no idea what's happening. And then we finally hook up the generator. And then we proceed for the next 5 days, five to six days without power.
Yep.
And so the reason why I tell this story is not only the tragedies don't always just happen with animals, right? Like Lauren had to wake up every 4 hours to put gasoline
in your generator.
In the generator.
Right. So that's hard.
And we're running freezers. We're up checking freezers. We're buying plug like sensors for the freezers to make sure that they're not going. We're checking on the animals, the pigs weathered the tornadoes outside. They just stood outside. They did not care.
They were like, ooh, a breeze.
But like that was a tragedy that could have been much worse. People lost their barns and it was horrible for a lot of people. But it's hard when that's harder than a difficult season, as it will, like when the tornado came, it was a lot of cleanup, cleaning up the chickens that had died during the tornado, dealing with the generator, dealing with all the food. And eventually I got my sister back on the phone, and her and John, they were in their car in a tree. Like, they literally escaped death by inches in their car. So dealing with her and him and getting them, picking them up from the town. And then my younger sister, also her car got a tree had fallen on her car. Yeah. And so then bringing her back to the farm and all of us staying at the farm and going through this like crazy experience.
Yeah.
And like Lauren and I had never really like done anything like that, filling up the generator, making sure that things are properly running in the house, making sure we're conserving energy. Like, we were like, felt like real adults, but we just had to put our head down,
do it, grind,
and just do it. Like, we wake up every 4 hours, we do all this, and we need to just get it done.
Yeah.
And so that was
it was crazy from our perspective, because we were with your parents.
Yeah.
So we were all hanging around, and the sky got really dark near us too. And all of a sudden your dad gets a phone call from, or was it somebody said, because we were with Mark and Beth Warren too.
Oh, okay.
And so I think they heard from Jake.
Right.
That there was like going to be a tornado, or that a tornado hit. So they told us, and then told your parents, and then they were on the phone with you. But then you were like, we can't talk right now. And then Caitlin called them, and then they were like, the phone kept cutting in and out. So everybody's trying to call Caitlin. Everybody's trying to call you. Everybody's trying to call Marissa, because Marissa's like, a tree just fell on my car. And then Caitlin's like, we just got in a car accident. And then you're like holding down a chicken tractor. Everybody was calling everybody. And we were in a really bad spot with no cell service at our campsite. So everybody's like getting out their phones. Like, how many bars do you have? We need to call Michaela. We need to like... So there was like a group of us all just like, we had no idea what was happening for those like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Because
how long were you in the chicken tractor
for? It must have been like 5 minutes.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So for those 5 minutes, we had no idea what was happening with anybody, because we couldn't get a hold of you. Yeah. We couldn't get a hold of Lauren. We couldn't get a hold of Caitlin. We couldn't get a hold of Marissa. Nobody. So we were all just waiting until finally somebody called, and we were like, what is happening? Everybody. It was like absolute chaos. It was the whole thing, the whole campground was talking about. They're like, guess what happened at our farm? Like, it was wild. Like, it was, I can't imagine. We were just hearing all secondhand, because the phones call from you guys, And then Uncle Mark telling it, Sloan telling us. And like, it was just like all these secondhand stories.
We heard pure chaos at our end too, believe it or not.
You're like, there's no time to talk. And we're like,
my
are
dad's
they okay?
trying to call me back. I'm like, I can't talk. Yeah, I'm in like, the chicken tractor.
He was like, she keeps hanging up on me, sending a voicemail. We're like, ah. It was crazy. And then, yeah. Anyways, that was from our perspective from that. Yeah. We were like, man, we can't imagine. And I remember you, because I think, I don't know if you told your dad, but you're like, I watched a chicken have a heart attack. And we were all like, what? Like, we had no idea until we came back and then you guys told us the story. Yeah. But it was crazy hearing it all secondhand.
Yeah, it's funny looking back on it, but honestly, it was pretty traumatic.
In the time, it's scary.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the heck do we do? We're in charge of all this. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. So we didn't know that tornado was coming. I mean, I'm sure we knew that tornado was coming. Like, there was warnings, but we didn't take them seriously.
No, yeah. I don't think anybody did because they were like, oh, it touched down like in Quebec somewhere.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And yeah, I don't know how it got to us, but yeah.
And Caitlin and John, like I said, like they escaped death by inches, and it's crazy. It was nuts. And then so now after like if we have storm warnings or large breezes coming or anything, we just like we literally like
you don't second guess it. You're like,
we don't second guess, but we always pray over our farm every single time because our barns are so old, like any storm could just knock them over,
right?
like probably like a 40 kilometer an hour wind could knock them over, let alone 110.
Right.
And so we always pray for protection over our farm and we really haven't had anything horrible happen.
That's really good.
In fact, there was a lot of trees down on our yard, on our street. Kelly had two whole trees go down. She's not far from us. And our farm essentially was untouched.
Wow.
Like we didn't have any barns down, no branches, nothing. It like the chicken tractor, sure.
Yeah.
But we dealt with that. Mm-hmm. Nothing else was touched. Like I said, the pigs were out to pasture and like they didn't care.
No.
And so we really do, like, we do believe that.
Absolutely.
Like the hand of God was
protecting your farm.
Protecting us.
Yep.
So
that's amazing.
We pray for that protection all the time.
That's really good. That's probably good practice too.
Yeah. But yeah, those are stories. I'm happy we ended on a little bit of a higher note.
Yeah, having some giggles.
Yeah.
I just remember, I'll never forget that day.
You'll
never forget that day. Hearing all the secondhand stories though.
Yeah.
It was the whole thing, the whole campground was talking about
it. Our farm?
Yeah, because everybody would be like, oh, do you know anybody that, you know, and then because everything happened to Caitlin, you,
right.
and Marissa, like all three of their daughters, something happened to, like,
and mom likes to talk, so
everybody all the neighbors knew because that we were there with Stuart too, like,
oh right,
so everybody knew. It was awesome.
All right, well, so we promised that story a while ago.
We did
the time that we weathered a tornado inside a chicken tractor, so there you go,
there it is. Hopefully it lived up to the expectations or exceeded them.
Yeah. So I think that's all we have for this time.
Yeah. Thanks guys for coming back. This was a little bit of a different episode, but I think it was really good.
Yeah. And I'm hoping next time we'll have a guest. I'm not promising anything, but
we're hoping, fingers crossed.
We're hoping. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Thanks guys so much for coming back and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep. All right. Talk to you then.
Bye.